Ladies and gentlemen, this is this announcement for all passengers traveling on Qatar Airways flight 47.
Welcome to The Hold Room with ACC, a quick update on all things relating to airport development as well as the Airport Consultants Council. This is a new effort by all of us here at ACC World Headquarters to better engage with the membership as well as the broader airport industry. We'll be hosting short 10 to 15 minute programs several times a month. Sometimes we'll be interviewing ACC leaders, perhaps introducing new members, but most of all, providing a glimpse into what goes on here in Washington and around the country with the Airport Consultants Council. My name is Matt Griffin, and this week in The Hold Room, I'm catching up with HDR's Cody Parham. All right, in The Hold Room today, we've got Cody Parham. We've been working our way through some of the ACC board members, and today we are moving on to some of our other leaders within the organization, and we're very fortunate to have Cody with us, who's our current YP Forum lead, the Young Professionals. Cody and I have kind of met back, I think it was 2017, at the Airport Planning Design and Construction Symposium when he helped pull together the airside engineering track. And since then, he's been plugged in with the YP Forum. So thanks so much for sitting with us in the hold room today, Cody.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, Matt.
Before we get to the YP Forum, though, it would be great to hear a little bit about your past and how you ended up choosing to be an engineer. And you know, was aviation always kind of the top of your list when you came out of school?
Before we get into the questions, I guess I'd like to say that my original career goal was always to be a podcast guest of the ACC. So now that I've checked that box, I can move on to other things. But no, I had no idea really growing up. I talked to a lot of people who used to have an idea or, you know, they wanted to be in a certain field. I just knew that engineering was a good way to do fun things that where you could actually see your work be translated into something in the real world. And to me, mm-hmm. that was important, was to see my work actually mean something in the community, something, if to borrow a phrase, concrete. And it didn't help that, or it didn't hurt that there was a decent engineering school about an hour away from my house, and it was free thanks to our state lottery system. And so it was far enough away from the parents, but close enough to visit on the weekends. So I just kind of fell into it, actually.
And how did you end up, was aviation just kind of the top of the pile of work when you started at HDR? Or was that a decision that you made to get into airports?
No, I had asked to join the aviation team when I interviewed at a school with my previous firm, and they said thanks, but no thanks. We need to build Walmarts, and because it was 2007, we were in the middle of a construction boom, and so I did land development for a few years before the downturn in 2008. And but thankfully, aviation was still going strong with long-term federal funding powering the industry. And so I got into finally got into airports around 2010 when the land development boom died down, and I immediately it clicked. I liked it, and I've been committed ever since.
Nice. And have you been with HDR right from the very get-go?
No, I spent the first 9 years of my career with Kinley Horn, a wonderful firm, by the way, and that's where I got my start in airports. But for the last 3 years, I've led HDR's Florida Aviation Program, where I've been given the opportunity to increase my industry involvement. And as you might know, everyone doing airport work is pretty busy mm-hmm. these days, but my partners at HDR have really allowed me to devote a portion of my time to serving in several leadership roles with the ACC, despite us being very busy. Mm-hmm. HDR has been very accommodative of my leadership roles in the industry. It's an exciting group of people to work with, and it's just a culture of innovation, really, that motivates me to show up to work every day and try to work smarter, not harder.
How many people do you work with directly down there in the Palm Beach office?
So there's six of us that sit here between West Palm Beach and Fort Lauderdale, and there's another three or four that are serving us anywhere between Miami and Orlando, depending on where the work is. But we also serve our partners throughout the southeastern U.S. as well.
Great. So let's move a little bit into the discussion here, the YP Forum. I know you spent a lot of time kind of coming up and working there. And so tell us a little bit about your first 6 months as YP Forum lead and kind of how's it gone for you so far?
So to take a step back, and for those who are not familiar with the YP Forum, the Young Professionals Forum is a committee of the Airport Consultants Council that serves our younger members, generally 35 years old and younger. And it's meant to provide educational opportunities, technical training, networking opportunities. And generally, it's a way to get our younger folks plugged into an industry that has historically had some barriers to young people entering. So we try to break down those barriers and find a way to get these younger folks connected into the greater industry. So I've been the YP Forum lead for about 6 months now. My role is simply to set the forum's agenda and then to execute it. And so within the first 6 months, I think the thing I'm most proud of is our regional meetup program. And all that is a young or a YP Forum member will reach out to us say they want to host an event in their town. And we kind of help them out with the advertising and with the logistics, with the RSVPs, giving them some guidance on, how much sponsorship money they could get, trying to connect them to some folks, some more senior folks in the industry in that town so that they can get sponsorship dollars and can get the word out. And then we let the locals run with it. And we've seen just a real uptick in the interest. And in the past 6 months, we've been averaging two meetups per month. And it was just in the large cities in LA and Chicago, cities like that. And now we're seeing it infiltrate into the second tier cities. We just had a meetup in Kansas City. We just had one in Charleston. And they're also attracting a broader range of attendees than we started out with. So at the beginning, of course, it was marketed towards architects, planners, engineers. Now we're seeing people who might not even be in the industry, but they're curious, mm-hmm. and they want to learn more about it. So I was just at our meetup in Charleston, and we had a few folks from the local Air Force base stop by, and they're looking at the end of their service. They're going to be getting out, and they're wondering what their next move in life is. And they know they've been around aviation in their time in the service. They know they like it, and they're curious about furthering uh-huh. their career in aviation. And so we were able to talk to them about what are the opportunities from a consulting standpoint, or really from just a general private business development standpoint, staying involved with airports. And so we're seeing the breadth of attendee and also the breadth of the meetup activities also expanding. So we're having tours of construction sites. We recently toured the new Group 5 American Airlines hangars at Chicago. There's a few things in the works that will allow us to get exclusive tours of manufacturing facilities for aircraft parts. And so we're looking at educational, networking, mentoring opportunities. All of it's on the table for these regional meetups. And that's been really exciting to watch that grow from a pretty small beginnings. Only, I think, 2 years ago is when we started the program. And since then, it's just taken off.
That's fantastic. And I know really from a staff perspective back here at in Alexandria, it's been amazing to watch kind of the grassroots campaigns that are growing up around these regional meetups and the groups that are really starting to kind of come together and gel as they organize more and more. That Chicago group is a great example. I think they've done a couple now and are building into something so much more than just a social kind of happy hour thing. So it's really exciting to see. And I think from our perspective, it's kind of been important to make sure that we give it just enough input and then kind of allow the process to bloom on its own. So, I think it's really exciting. You talked.
Yep, and I'll do it.
Oh, go ahead.
I just want to give a quick plug while we're on the subject. If you are a young professional or even a not so young professional, give me a call or shoot me an email. You can contact the ACC through their website. And if you would like to host or sponsor a meetup, we can put you in touch with other folks in your city that are looking to do the same thing and looking for partners. So it's not something you have to do all on your own. There's probably someone else in your city that's interested too, and we can help connect you. So please reach out.
That's awesome. So talk a little bit about your first 6 months. Tell us a little bit. What do you think going forward here over the remainder of the year and into 2020?
Yeah, so it's going to be an even busier next 6 months. Something I was not aware of when I took on the role was that the ACC was developing, I believe it's a 10-year strategic mm-hmm. plan, or is it 20?
Yeah, 10 years.
And 10-year, okay. And the Young Professionals Forum features very prominently in that plan. There's three pillars of the plan. There are, and I had them up here so I wouldn't forget them, and now I've got the other screens up, but human capital is the one that we're focused on in the YP Forum, and that simply means getting a greater diversity of people involved in airport work, and that can look like, we can define diversity a few ways, but certainly diversity by age is one of them, and I think diversity of background and experience is another one that we're focusing on. And so the way we're recruiting our new members and people into the industry, we're looking into colleges and high schools and getting the word out that if you like being around aviation, you don't just have to be a pilot or you don't just have to be an airport manager. There's many, many ways you can do any career can almost be applied to airports. And so we're working on implementing some of the goals from the strategic plan. And we're also going to be, hosting, I think we've got three or four more regional meetups in the works. We are putting together some technical webinars. We have these 101 style webinars where a young professional will put together a panel of industry experts. It could be in airport finance, or it could be in airport administration. And they come and they give a one-on-one style hour-long webinar, and you can listen in. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free. Even if you are, even if you work for a non-member organization, you can still partake in the webinar, and you get to learn a little bit about a corner of the industry you may not have had access to. We're developing those. And of course, nearly all of the ACC's conferences throughout the year have some kind of young professionals component. Whether that's a meetup at the conference, or maybe there's a technical session having to do with something introductory that young professionals can participate in, there's always content directly geared towards those young professionals. And I think that's the reason we've been so successful, is that just the diversity of the offerings we have.
Yeah, absolutely. I know here in Washington, talking with some of the other associations, I think they really look to the YP Forum that you've all grown as kind of the gold standard. Because it has been, again, it goes back to that grassroots effort, I think, that's gone into developing the whole thing. And just so I can get the plug in, the other two pillars there, advocacy and future of airports and industry trends, both spots where there's plenty of support from the Young Professionals Forum, I think, that's being provided so far. You kind of touched on this a little bit, but maybe specifically address, how has the YP Forum affected your career, and maybe even a little bit broader than that, some of your participation within ACC?
And I love talking about this, because this is really my pitch for why you should join the ACC, why you, whoever you is, should get involved in the ACC, because I think my involvement has really just been a great example of the benefit the organization provides. So as I've been involved with the YP Forum and taken on increasing levels of responsibility, I've had opportunities to meet the leaders in our industry. And that's folks who work, who are in leadership roles with the FAA in Washington. It's folks who are on the cutting edge of technical development and engineering and architecture, any kind of design. My favorite thing is actually, I always have an opening line when I walk up to someone who I don't know. And my opening line is, "Hi, my name is Cody Parham. I lead the YP Forum for the ACC. Would you consider being a guest at one of our upcoming quarterly calls?" And oh man, it's slightly flattering without being too sweet. I think every time I ask it is a genuine question. Uh-huh. I love having a roster of folks who I can pull on to provide content for our quarterly calls, which again are free and open to everyone to subscribe to. And then the last, and I think what looking long term, the benefit of participation is I've gotten to meet all of our industry's future leaders mm-hmm. today while they're still accessible mm-hmm. and they'll still talk to me before they become big important people. And I mean, how cool is that, that mm-hmm. in 20 years time, you know, I've got this phone book full of people who I've formed personal relationships with who are going to be running things in 10 and 20 years. I mean, how valuable is that to already have that kind of a network at, you know, at my fingertips. And you know, I haven't done any, I don't think anything especially cumbersome or dedicated to with the ACC. It's just generally showing up, participating, being curious, looking for ways to contribute. And for that small amount, that small investment of time, I mean, the payoff's just been enormous. It's been a very easy decision to stay involved with ACC.
Well, that's fantastic and really glad to hear that. So I guess, you know, you kind of answered my next question here. But, you know, on top of that, maybe going even a little bit earlier than young professionals, I'm not sure if as your role there at HDR, if you get out to job fairs and recent college grads. But if you do, kind of what's one or two or three insights that you would share with them when you're speaking with maybe a senior class engineering class?
Yeah. So a couple of things I was thinking back on when I was going out and looking for what kind of entry level job I wanted to apply for out of school. The first thing to know is it's a small world in airport engineering. There's maybe two dozen firms that do this at a scale large enough to accommodate a full time practice. So there's several industry publications that track the size of firms in aviation, but I think Engineering News Record is one of them. That's probably the gold standard for tracking that. So look at those kind of publications to see who the players are. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say, you know, once you know the kind of firm you're looking for, the role you're looking for, you want to keep it general. I wouldn't say you want to focus all your time on maybe some particular aspect of engineering at airports. You know, learn how to do utilities, learn how to do pavements, learn how to do airspace and facilities and traffic and all that stuff, because the chances are whatever it is the topics that you are working on at the beginning of your career, they may not be mm-hmm. around 10 years into your yep. career. And so I just advise to keep it general. And then, you know, if you find something that's a passion, you can develop that technical skill, but always maintain your breadth because it'll serve you well to stay dynamic.
Yeah. I was just reading an article the other day about the importance of generalists anymore. That just is the direction that everything's going in. So I think that's great insight. So, you know, when we kind of wrap up one of these interviews, we like to kind of come back around and get a little bit of the personal taste of our, the person we're talking to. So yeah, living in Florida, I know you're an active kiteboarder and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are familiar with the sport, but why don't you give us a little, you know, have you been out recently, kiteboarding and, what maybe your favorite, trip you've done so far?
Yeah. So, yeah, I got into kiteboarding about 10 years ago when I moved to Florida. And for those of you unfamiliar, it's basically a skydiving canopy that attaches to your midsection, and you can ride either a wakeboard or a surfboard on the water. And it's like a sail that pulls you. The wind blows, it fills up the canopy, and it pulls you along as you glide across the water. So that's kiteboarding. You may be familiar with it. It comes on TV sometimes, and unfortunately on YouTube, there's a few famous videos of some poor kiteboarders being dragged across the beach. It's a lot of fun. You know, it's a little bit of an upfront investment, but it's free. The wind uh-huh. is free. Unfortunately, in Florida, we don't get much wind in the summertime, so I have not been lately. Also, my 9-month-old daughter has really cramped my style when it comes to that. But Matt, I'd like to extend an invitation to anybody listening. In October, the wind will kick back on along with the arrival of the winter cold fronts. And I am happy to give anybody an introductory lessons on the beautiful beaches of Palm Beach County if you're ever in the area. So please hit me up if that's something that interests you.
Well, you know, we knocked off one of your bucket list items today, and I think I just added a new one to my bucket list to come down there and take you up on that offer. So hopefully one of these days I'll make my way down there and we can get a good kiteboarding session in.
Absolutely, man. Sounds awesome.
Thanks so much, Cody, for joining us. This has been a really great conversation. Since we are talking about the YP Forum, though, I wanted to get just a couple of plugs in. I know a number of you are planning on attending August, the Airports Technical Workshop, the day prior to the start of that, Wednesday, August 14th. We're really excited about the ACC Young Professionals Washington 101 Workshop. We've got a great full day of activities planned, talking with a number of the different trade associations here in Washington. In the morning and in the afternoon, we're going to go up to Capitol Hill and hear a little bit about what they're working on up on the Hill. So we're really excited about that. Registration is almost full. So if anybody listening to this is interested, you can still call and we'll see if we've got a spot available. But we really do plan on holding that again in the near future. The other event I'd like to make you all aware of is in December, we're doing the ACC ACINA Planning and NEPA course. And we've made a choice there to kind of focus on some of the emerging professional issues. So the that event's running December 4th, 5th, and 6th, which is a Wednesday through a Friday. On that Wednesday morning, we have a whole morning set aside just for kind of emerging professionals and giving a taste of the airport planning and NEPA process for the 101 and 201 level. So take a look at that. With that all wrapped up, again, just want to say thanks, Cody. Really appreciate you joining us and taking some time to sit with us here in the hold room. And we'll talk to you all later.
Appreciate it, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for spending some time with us in the hold room. Check back in the next couple of weeks for our next discussion. We really are excited about this new project and are looking forward to hearing from you. Please take some time, find us on social media, and let us know who we should talk to next. As always, you can access all of our episodes on Apple Podcasts or at the ACC Training Hub at training.acconline.org. We'll see you next time in the hold room.